Ratcheting up the tension on Capitol Hill. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
The ayes are 218. The nays are 211.
The House just voting mostly along party lines to oust Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee over anti-Israel comments.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Omar saw the error of her ways and made amends. But Jeffries wants to know why the GOP is not targeting controversial members of their own.
There has been accountability. Ilhan Omar has apologized. She has indicated that she'll learn from her mistakes. It's a double, triple, quadruple, and beyond standard.
Jeffries says the resolution will complicate relations between the parties, but Republicans say Democrats open the door. In 2021, Democrats gave the boot to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar from their committees.
Fox's Chad Pergram on the Hill. Democrats accuse Republicans of targeting the Somali-born Omar over race. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says she's not being removed from other committees.
We just do not believe when it comes to foreign affairs, especially the responsibility of that position around the world with the comments that you make. She shouldn't serve there.
He's also previously highlighted concern about access to classified materials. That heated debate coming after a meeting between the president and House Speaker that both describe as good. Yesterday, they have pledged to meet again while disagreeing about tying spending cuts to raising the debt limit. There may be another search for classified documents coming soon. The Wall Street Journal reporting the FBI will search former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana, where Pence's legal team recently disclosed the documents had been found after Pence requested a review. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Plans in North Dakota to build a plant owned by China are blocked over national security concerns.
Permits for the Fufang Group's planned $700 million corn milling plant in Grand Forks are being denied as the U.S. Air Force sounds the alarm, saying the Chinese company's planned facility, 12 miles away from the Grand Forks Air Force Base, would pose a significant threat to national security with concerns about potential espionage. Fears over spying have also led the U.S. Armed Forces to ban the Chinese-owned app TikTok on military devices.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Fufang denies the proposed plant would be used for espionage. North Dakota's governor says the state will support Grand Forks in finding another corn milling partner. Prosecutors in Middlesex County, New Jersey, confirm they're investigating the killing of a city councilwoman in Sayreville.
The councilwoman was driving outside her home, and sometime just after 7 p.m., she was shot while driving multiple times. Police got the call at 7:22 when they arrived on scene. She was pronounced dead.
Fox's Nate Foy. There are multiple reports this may have been a targeted killing, but police have not confirmed that. A Florida high school student gets arrested, accused of selling pot brownies at school after a student got sick.
Seminole County deputies say they arrested a 17-year-old at Lake Mary High School. Another student had a bad reaction to a brownie and had to be taken to a hospital. The 17-year-old was identified as having sold brownies, and deputies said they found marijuana in her backpack. The brownies also tested positive for pot themselves. She was arrested on charges of selling marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Recreational marijuana is not legal in Florida, but even in states where it is legal, minors are not allowed to use or possess it. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Right now, the Dow's down 66 points, but it's a rally for the NASDAQ, up 385 points. That's more than 3%. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.